All right, guys, we are only a few days away from the Owl House Season 2 finale, King's Tide. And honestly, I have no idea what to expect. The writers of the Owl House have written the season up to a great point where in approaching this season finale, anything could happen. There's been a lot of theories pertaining to the identity of the spy within the cats. A lot of people believe the ending of the last episode supports the idea that Luz would be possessed by the Collector, given that she's headed towards Bellows and the Day of Unity, where we know the Collector is supposed to be freed. And while I do think this is an interesting theory that could come to pass, I'm not dismissing it entirely. I don't necessarily believe that Luz heading towards the Day of Unity is an indication that it's going to happen, solely because, I mean, why wouldn't she end up there? She's the main character. They've been building up to this event for so long that a role switcheroo with Hunter was just one path to something that was always inevitable. But what I want to touch on today is the notion that King may get seriously injured, if not die, in this upcoming finale. Could King Clawthorn actually kick the bucket? That's what we're going to discuss today. And to stay in the loop of all things Owl House, please be sure to subscribe to the Roundtable with notifications on so you never miss a video. Of course, we have some dope merch over at Toon Drip. And after this video, I would love if you guys watched our previous upload. Tom did a video going over the love-hate relationship many fans have with Miraculous Ladybug, as one of those fans himself. So even if you don't enjoy Miraculous, but you might want to see what the hype around the show is about, why it keeps people hooked, and maybe even figure out if you want to watch it yourself after Owl House ends, then be sure to check it out. With all that said, let's dive in. So most of the implications that something horrible is gonna happen to King stems from the crew's promo art for the episode. Bridget Underwood's promo art depicts King's skull, cracked right near his eye, and the skull's shadow strikes a resemblance to an eclipse. Coupled with Mike's promo image of King's collar lying on the ground, removed from the lovable Titan. And since the previous promo art featured a crack on his skull, I think it's worth mentioning that behind the collar is a crack on the ground. And side note, the fact that I'm now analyzing Mike's promo art for a theory, wild timeline, but a moment I waited for oh so long. Shout out to the homie. Now narratively, it makes perfect sense as to why King's life would be in danger. The Titan Trappers, who worship the Collector, had dedicated their lives to slaying him. Not to mention he's a magical being, so he's already on Bellus' radar. Dude's first name really Phil. And he's also a source of Titan's blood. So if Bellus got his hands on King, he'd have a supply that would last him for quite a while. Season 2 has built up Ida, Luz, and King's story arcs pretty much evenly. Perfect thirds. But honestly, if anyone's arc has built up to a sacrifice or major injury, it isn't King or Luz. It's Ida. Which pains me to say, because you all know I love Ida. But if anyone's tired of other people suffering, of missing out on truly living life, it's Ida. So if it came down to it, whether it be petrification or something much more intense, if anyone is to be wounded, I think it's her. But that doesn't mean these promo arts aren't hinting at something major happening with King. They obviously are. And I think it could actually build off this possibility. The reason King is without his collar and a cracked skull is simply because they'll no longer fit him, at least in this moment. It's like what Ida said in O Titan, Where Art Thou?
Can't believe that little guy is gonna turn into that big guy.
While I can't really see King having a permanent growth spurt for the rest of the series, although I would adore that, watching our little boy grow up, I think King will get a taste of his true Titan potential in this season finale. As his own anime transformation. Something bad happens to Ida, maybe by a Titan Trapper, which is a group I could definitely see popping back up in this episode. And in his rage, King taps into a latent power he never knew was there, hulking out into a giant beast instead, exactly as how he was depicted whenever he would share those stories about himself. They weren't just illusions of grandeur, they were a premonition for the future. Not to mention, the tiny, adorable mascot character having a gigantic transformation isn't exactly unheard of in media. Off the top of my head, there's Chopper from One Piece. Not to mention, we know Pokemon is a huge inspiration on the series. And of course, Pokemon have Poke Evolutions. So even if King Mega evolves for a minute or two, who's to say the Owl House won't take their own cue and have King depower and regress into a form that's entirely new to the audience? Not a complete little baby, but something that's more reflective of a teenage appearance. I don't know, guys. The clock is ticking. And I just wanted to put this theory out into the world because I really think we could be onto something. Not to mention, Bellas has been so close to breaking out into his own transformation this season. So the big battle of the episode may come down to Kaiju King versus Monster Bellos. Also, the episode is called King's Tide. That in itself implies King is gonna go through a major transformation, even if it's not one that's physical. I just can't wait. But in the meantime, I wanna know what you guys think. What are your last minute theories for this finale? Let us know in the comments down below, and be sure to keep the conversation going by giving us a follow at OstrichVox and at RoundTableVids on Twitter and Instagram. Be sure to check out Toon Drip and Tom's new Miraculous video. Seriously, guys, it's so good. And if you enjoyed this one, please throw it a like and subscribe to the Roundtable for more great cartoon content. Thank you for watching, and I hope you have an awesome day. See ya!